We begin with Nick Rowley, who's also saddened by the death of a great public servant and friend who died in April. Sir John Houghton, who pioneered the understanding of climate science and led the IPCC. Nick Rowley was former advisor to the British Prime Minister, Tony Blair.
He may not be as well known as David Attenborough, Greta Thunberg or Tim Flannery, but his contribution both to our understanding of the climate system and helping establish the institutions and decisions required to reduce the risks of human-induced climate change is beyond compare. An unassuming, deeply religious and humble man, John's was a truly glittering career. Winning a scholarship to Oxford at the tender age of 16, John went on to become Professor of Atmospheric Physics there. Through the 1960s and 70s, he built up a powerful research group at the university, developing new techniques for remote sensing of the atmosphere's temperature, structure, and composition. This groundbreaking work gained the attention of NASA, with his team developing the instruments to establish space-based weather monitoring flown on the Nimbus satellites in the 1970s. This work enabled detailed studies of the structure and dynamics of the ozone layer, an ability to measure and model the radiative transfer of the Earth, and an understanding of the dynamics of the stratosphere. It was in 1983 that John really came into his element. As head of the UK Meteorological Office, he developed his strong interest in climate science. During this time, John was part of a small group, including the diplomat Sir Crispin Tickell and the scientist and environmental writer James Lovelock, who held a series of briefings with then Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher on the risk posed by what was then called the greenhouse effect. In September 1988, Thatcher gave the first speech by any head of state on climate change. Informed by her meetings involving John, her Royal Society speech at Fishmongers Hall in London first set out the importance of basic science informing policy and then turned to the threat posed by climate change and what she called an unwittingly massive experiment with the system of this planet itself. In April 1989, the Prime Minister then held a day-long seminar on the subject with her full cabinet at Downing Street. Unlike so many of today's political class, having studied chemistry at university, Margaret Thatcher was a leader at ease with science, who thrived on understanding the arguments and the facts. On December 8, 1989, came her seminal speech to the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Years before, vicious climate events such as the European heatwave of 2003 or Hurricane Katrina hitting New Orleans in 2005, this was a fantastic speech. There is no better example of the political foresight and leadership required to respond to what scientific expertise revealed. And her placing the issue squarely on the international agenda was ably supported by John. Thatcher was convinced that the global warming hypothesis was clear and Britain had a responsibility to lead. Opened by Thatcher in May 1990, John became the first director of the Hadley Centre for Climate Prediction and Research, soon regarded as the world centre of scientific excellence in the collation and interpretation of global atmospheric data. By this time, he was also a key member of the newly established Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. John was chair or co-chair of the IPCC's Scientific Assessment Working Group until 2002 and the lead editor of the first three IPCC reports. There is always another major report to read on climate change, but I would encourage anyone with an interest to go back and read the executive summary of that first assessment report released in 1990. 30 years have now passed. Sadly, measurements reveal that over those 30 years, the atmosphere has been warming at a rate between the higher and middle predictions. And if the world doesn't redouble efforts to reduce emissions at scale, we are on a trajectory to around 4 degrees of warming by the end of the century. A truly dystopian prospect. In 2007, on behalf of the panel, Sir John accepted the Nobel Peace Prize that was shared by the IPCC and former US Vice President Al Gore. Just prior to this, for 2 years, I was fortunate to work at Downing Street, advising Tony Blair on sustainability and climate change. This was before Hurricane Katrina, before Al Gore's documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. With the UK having the G8 presidency in 2005, Blair was also convinced that climate change was both real and required an urgent response. Like his conservative predecessor, Tony Blair too was eager to present the case and achieve progress on the international response. For him, it was only heads of state with their responsibility for environment, transport, energy and economic policy that could take the truly consequential national and international decisions required to reduce emissions at scale. Although John had then retired, he and I spoke and I drew on his advice frequently. More than one of the world's most highly regarded climate scientists, John truly understood the hidden wiring of Whitehall. And him no longer being any prescribed job, he could speak candidly and be direct. In this informal role, John worked tirelessly to assist the UK diplomatic case with the United States. With President George W. Bush close to leading US evangelicals, John Houghton gave evidence in the Senate and made the ethical case that stewardship of the environment and taking decisions in the interests of future generations was the moral responsibility of all Christians. And he was more than the scientist in government. Originally published in 1994, his Global Warming remains the best introduction for anyone wanting to understand climate science. With his leadership, Sir John Houghton did more than inspire a generation of scientists. No one has more successfully and effectively traversed the world of cutting-edge science, domestic and international climate politics, and the institutions and policies required to reduce climate risk. His combination of scientific rigour, humanism, and political nous made him truly formidable. Years after I returned to Australia, John and I continued to correspond. After hearing of his passing last month following complications resulting from COVID-19, I looked back through his emails to me and came to the last one. The final words stand as an epitaph to a man who was truly a scientific and policy giant. Nick, I agree with you completely about hope. There are the deniers who are beyond hope. There are the doomsters who see no hope. In between, there is lots to hope for, and there is ever so much we can do. If only we got on with it. Best regards, John.
That tribute to Sir John Houghton, who died in April, was from Nick Rowley, former advisor to Prime Minister Tony Blair and former Premier of New South Wales, Bob Carr.